There's nothing more discouraging for the family chef than those three words,
"I'm not hungry."
Maybe you face those words. You know, kids have impatient stomachs. Of course, only kids. I mean, we don't, right, adults? But kids have impatient stomachs, so they eat whenever the urge hits and whatever the urge tells them to eat. And of course, I'm guessing probably our kids and your kids were basically alike. They would usually go to the refrigerator and get some carrots or a tossed salad to eat, right? Or some broccoli, some high-fiber cereal. Our kids didn't. Don't worry, I probably yours don't either. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd go after junk food. Most kids today are junk food junkies, and they fill up on it. So my wife gave us this beautiful spread of pot roast and potatoes and fresh vegetables, home-baked bread, and the troops,
"I'm not hungry."
Oh, they're too full to eat. How discouraging when they're full of junk food. Now, junk food, maybe it has its place, but not when it spoils your appetite for real food. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about spiritual hunger, spiritual junk. Now, our word today from the Word of God, we're in Luke chapter 8. It's the familiar story of the parable of the seed and the sower. And as you know, Jesus talks about the seed falling on four different kinds of ground. Let's look at one today. He says in verse 11, and this is the meaning of the parable, the seed is the Word of God. And in verse 14, the seed, or the word, that fell among thorns stands for those who hear. But as they go on their way, they're choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. Now, these are people, it seems, who are Christians, and they remain Christians, but they are God's underdeveloped children, children who never experienced what they could have experienced. They always miss God's best. Why? They were choked. Choked by worries. Choked by anxieties. Things they're afraid of. They're choked by chasing what money can buy. They're choked by focusing their energies on their own pleasure, their own feeling good. See, God has a lot of spiritually anorexic kids. You know that? They have an appetite disorder. They're just not hungry for the Bible anymore. They're not hungry for time with Jesus. They're not hungry for church, for spiritual input, for Christian fellowship. Oh, they almost go just like dutifully. Have you noticed in yourself maybe recently a diminishing desire to get into the Bible, to get with God's people? Oh, yeah, you used to have an appetite. Where'd it go? Could it be you've been filling up on junk food? Maybe things that aren't wrong in themselves, they're just taking over what you think about, what you talk about most of the time. An unbalanced interest or concern has taken over and has crowded out any room for God's word in your life. Maybe you've become preoccupied with a hobby or television or fitness or the internet or soap operas or music or maybe a special friend, your car, your house. See, maybe God's time in your life, God's voice, God's word are being choked by something far less important, far less eternal. It's just been crowded out. All your thinking time, your mentally neutral time, it's gone. Do you have a spiritual appetite problem? Well, could it be that some junk food is filling you up? God has so much prepared for you, so much he wants to say to you, so many ways he wants to lighten your load. But you come to the table saying, "I'm not hungry." Next time you're reaching for more mental junk food, reach instead for the banquet of the Bible. Spiritually, it is the breakfast and the lunch and the dinner of champions.